on this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown.
We started seeing black mold spores in the bathroom. He actually said he was going to put lipstick on the pig.
Some people only understand a punch in the face, and maybe that's what that landlord needs.
I'm like so confused here because you're telling this story and it sounds to me like your daughter's a hero, but she was fired?
When you make assumptions, you make an ass out of you and me. I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hello, everyone. This is Get Judged by Byron Brown. And I'm Byron Brown. And with me, as always, is Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up for you, so let's dig into it.
All right. This is likely a very common issue, but this particular case, Byron, may not be as cut and dry as you think. So, Aaron, you are on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer. What's your question?
Hi. So I have, it's kind of a crazy question. So can I sue my previous landlord for toxic black mold in my last rental unit?
How long ago did you move out of this rental unit, Aaron?
Just over a year ago. It was last May.
Okay. And then how long were you in that apartment for?
2 years and a month.
Okay. And I'm assuming you signed a lease, correct?
Yes. Okay. And I documented everything while I was there from day one. Actually, I noticed there was something by my back door that my floor looked like it was almost rotting out in the corner. So I sent them a visual. They were currently living in another state. They said they would be out within 2 weeks to fix the floor, and they never showed up. And they kind of just blew everything off. He actually said he was going to put lipstick on the pig. And then gradually over time, it got worse. We started seeing black mold spores in the bathroom on the ceiling. We ended up calling my friend's dad, who owns a mold remediation company. He tested it and said it was the number one deadliest black mold you can have in your home. He did a couple of swabs on the wall. He tested the moisture on different walls in the living room, the bathroom, and the master bedroom. And he just said the moisture levels were way too high for it to even be habitable. Like, we should move out immediately.
Okay, we're going to pull up some pictures. I understand you sent some in. Is that correct, Aaron? We're going to pull them up right now and take a look at them.
I did, yes. So I sent one. That's the first week that I moved in, where it looks like a little tiny mark on the floor. That's how it looked to the week that we were moving out.
That's crazy. The lease that you entered into at the beginning, did it say anything about mold or mold remediation within the lease?
Not that I saw anywhere, no.
Okay.
Aaron, I actually have a question for you too. Did you have any symptoms that came on while you were living there?
Yes, actually. So the first thing I noticed is I started getting really bad fatigue. I was a nanny at the time. You know, I'm running around with 2-year-olds and 4-year-olds, and it got to a point where I couldn't even get out of bed to get to work some days. I ended up going to the doctor, and I got adult onset asthma. They ran all the tests, you know, in regards to what other things could be causing it. She said my lungs look clear for the most part, but there was just, I needed an inhaler in order to go into my home. My roommate ended up getting very sick as well. And then I lost like a drastic amount of weight between May of 2020 and May of 2022. Like, we're talking 60 pounds, 50 pounds.
The symptoms that you were experiencing, the hard breathing, the weight loss, since you've moved out, have those improved, gotten better?
Yes, I actually feel significantly better. My roommate said the same thing. I moved into a new place. My landlord's phenomenal. You know, I'm working full time, a healthy weight. Everything is great. Now I feel great in my home, you know, being outside of that apartment. But it really is night and day, because our mental health also was just deteriorating at such a quick rate. And for us to not have any sort of energy at all is very rare. Wow. Especially in your 20s when you're living with your best friend. I mean, it was just a very crazy case, and they kind of just blew everything off in reference to the rental property.
So this is the thing, Aaron. In New Jersey, New Jersey, unfortunately, doesn't have any specific law about a landlord's duty as it relates to mold. What they do have, like many states, is the landlord has a duty to ensure that the place you're living is habitable. They got a warranty of habitability. And when they breach that warranty of habitability, you got to hold them accountable. Now, normally under these circumstances, I've had clients ask me this question before, and it's like, okay, you've moved out, your injuries have improved. So it's kind of like you don't have a case. However, in your case, you have doctor's records that prove your injury. It negatively impacted your life. I think you have a case on a basic negligence, meaning that landlord owed you a duty to provide a place for you to live under that warranty of habitability. They violated or they breached that warranty of habitability by having that mold within your residence and trying to put lipstick on a pig, right? I mean, that's not going to fly well in front of a judge or a jury on your particular case. So I think this is a really good case with all the document you have. You got the photos, you got the mold remediation expert report, you got your doctor's records. You have everything to set yourself up to have a winning case. And it's something that you can pursue yourself in small claims court, or you could retain a lawyer for. And here's my closing statement. See you in court.
That case was something else. I mean, those photos pretty much speak for themselves, but you think she has a case.
I think she has a case. I mean, it seems like the landlord was the prototypical slum landlord, yeah. Right? Like, they didn't want to put money into it. They lived in a different state. They wanted to put lipstick on the pig. I mean, that screams to me of someone saying, like, they're going to do the very minimal to make it better. And when you're talking about mold, things that affect people's health, things that affect not only their physical health, but their mental health, I mean, you don't want to screw around with that. And this is the thing. If people don't stick up to those sort of bullies, the slumlords, then it's going to exist. And now maybe that next tenant that moved in after Aaron is going to experience the same stuff. Now, maybe if she stuck up for herself earlier, and it sounds like she will now, but then whenever you stick up for yourself, not only are you sticking up for yourself, but the benefit or the beautiful thing of that is that you're helping other people. You're helping the people below you not go through that negative experience. Yeah. And if we don't do that, then I think that we're part of the problem instead of helping solve the problem.
I agree. And that's our friends, Byron. Byron doesn't like bullies and neither do I. So that landlord sounds like a bully to me, and you gave her great advice. So
hey,
good job.
Like I say, some people only understand a punch in the face, and maybe that's what that landlord needs. Welcome back. Donia, what do we have?
All right, I've seen this happening more and more through viral videos on social media. Every time I open up my social media, it's another one of these cases. So I'm really interested to hear your take on it. So you guys, are you ready for this? Tony, you're on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Hi, Byron. I want to know, my daughter was fired unfairly from a grocery store when she was just trying to stop someone from robbing her cash register. What are your thoughts?
So when someone tried to rob her cash register, was she at her register and someone forced their way in, or how did the stealing happen?
Well, actually, she was closing out her cash register for the night, and she had one of those bags that you put the monies into, and she put it down for a moment. And when she turned her back, I think someone had grabbed her attention. Maybe a woman and a man were working together, and it grabbed her attention. She turned around for a quick minute. The guy grabbed the money and started heading for the door. As he's heading for the door, my daughter hollers out to one of her coworkers and says, "Hey, stop that guy. He's about to take some monies out of the store." They were able to stop the guy. My daughter was able to grab the money from the guy, and then the guy was able to get out of the store. That being said, my daughter was fired, and I'm perplexed so much about this.
So when the other employee grabbed the thief and held him inside the store, he physically restrained the thief and held him in the store. Is that fair?
And it was a female. Actually, she actually did. She closed the doors so that the thief couldn't get out of the store.
Wait, Tony, I'm like so confused here because you're telling this story and it sounds to me like your daughter is a hero, but she was fired?
Absolutely. Fired from the store. And I just could not believe when she told me. She's very upset.
Did the store have any policy about employees stopping thieves?
I would say she could have been told that, but she told me, she's a teenager, Dad, I didn't know anything about that.
The other employee who closed the doors, was she fired or not?
I was not allowed to come to any of the meetings. Now, this is a 16-year-old young girl. They did not allow me into any of the meetings, so I was oblivious to anything going on. All I know is a month and some change later down the road, they say, okay, your daughter's fired.
Tony, first off, you're a really good dad for sticking up for your daughter, much like Byron would do for his girls. That sounds really insane to me. I'm sure viewers at home are wondering the same thing, how you as the parent weren't allowed in a room with your daughter who's a minor.
What was their reasoning for not letting you in the room, Tony?
I wasn't given any type of reasoning behind it.
But you asked the store and the store told you that you couldn't come in?
No, I never asked because I was assuming that as adults, I would be told, hey, this is going on with your daughter.
Well, that's the one problem about assumptions, right, Tony? Is when you make assumptions, you make an ass out of you and me. I mean, as a parent, you had every right to be within that room. And it's really hard for me to believe that an employer wouldn't have allowed you in the room. But that's just unfortunate that you weren't able to be there with her at that time. Was there anything else that happened during the course of your daughter's employment that you think she could point to as another reason for her being fired?
Absolutely.
Okay, what would that be?
She had issues with targeting. So it could have been that. So I think they may have said, okay, we didn't fire her for tardiness, but so let's just go ahead since this issue has happened.
So Tony, most states are at-will employment states. So what that means is your employer can fire you for any reason or no reason at all, as long as that reason has nothing to do with a protected class, such as race, ethnicity, or religion, and the list goes on. Now, her being tardy obviously wouldn't have helped her employment, but one thing happening right now that we see all over the news is employers firing employees who do any interference with someone trying to steal product from the store. And the reason why the employers are doing that is because they've been sued. When that employee locked the thief in, now that thief could, I know this sounds crazy, but that thief could sue the store for false imprisonment. So just like you want your daughter protected, ironically enough, the store has that policy in place to protect its employees because they're worried about one of their employees trying to stop a thief and then getting beaten up, getting injured, or even worse. So as hard as it sounds, her being fired for that reason, the store kind of has her safety in mind. Now, trust me, they have their own legal liability in mind as well. I mean, they don't want to get sued. That's definitely another reason. But unfortunately, if we can't point to something the employer did to wrongfully terminate her based upon her sex, religion, or ethnicity, then she's out of luck, unfortunately. I know it's really unfortunate, but this is the one thing that I think that we're seeing more and more happen. And the thing that most people need to do, and I know it's tough for people, because if I was in the same situation as your daughter, I'd have to stick up for myself. I'd have to stop that thief. But this is the thing. If you're going to do what you want to do, then know that you might not have a job.
Good luck with everything.
It's time for my closing statement. You just got judged.
That was an interesting call because, like I told you, all over social media, that's all I'm seeing is people getting fired for thinking they're doing the right thing by stopping an alleged thief. But I mean, after talking to him and hearing what you had to say, it makes sense, though, that a company wouldn't want to jeopardize their employee over some products, right?
Well, and when you really think about it, right, like the employee's there to work. The employee's job isn't, unless you're part of security, to stop a thief. But the thing about things like this is, and we see this in the news all the time, it kind of runs the gamut, right, is you got employees that might get into their car and hit a thief to stop a thief. Yeah. But then on the other end, you know, you might have someone who just follows the thief out to the parking lot and is videotaping them and getting their identity and their license plate. I've read in the news, all of those along that spectrum have been terminated from their job. So, you know, I get it. Everyone wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to stop it. We all have that, you know, innate feeling inside of us that, you know, we want to provide safety for other people and we want to stop criminals from doing criminal activity.
They need to make this a bigger deal when talking to employees.
I would disagree with that.
Really?
Though, because most of the time, I've seen these policies written. They're on regular paper. They're not fine print. You know, when everybody starts their job, a lot of times they got to go through a welcome packet. Mm-hmm. I don't think many people, that's it, right?
Guilty.
It's just like signing a release. How much time do you spend reading the entire release? Yeah. And that's the problem. People need to take time to read these documents. I know that there's a lot of documents, but you got to take the time to know your rights.
Read the documents, you guys.